Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. I also want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to that website, I want to invite you to sign up for my free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that newsletter, when you do that, I'm going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create the life you desired. And just to let you know, these tools and techniques that I'm sending you are the same things that I did in my life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, near-death experience, 30 minutes to live, going through abuse, divorce, and overcoming it all and creating the life that I absolutely love. So in order to get those videos, go to the website, AskSueLondon.com, and sign up for the free newsletter. And then when you also get the free newsletter, we send you lots of behind-the-scenes stuff for the show. Guests have bonus gifts to give away. We gave a trip away a couple weeks ago, so make sure you sign up for that newsletter. So, Christopher, my friend, how are you this week? I got my B12 shot yesterday. Can you tell?
Well, I could use a little B12 myself. This has just been a very busy week. You know, we have Dr. Pat and Linda coming to town. They're going to be live in the studio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I know you're coming towards the holidays, but they're actually coming to Rhode Island next week.
Wow, I didn't know about that. And I was that was my next thing that I was going to share, that we had to announce to everybody that I'm coming back in December the 3rd, right?
That's right. You'll be here that week of the holiday stroll, which is always the first Wednesday of December.
Yeah, and just for all of you that to hear me talk about my hubby Ross, he'll be coming with me. I know when we did the stroll that last time, a lot of women came up and said they just wanted to have a hug from a real man. So Ross was giving lots of hugs out. So he'll be doing that again this year for you folks. I'm excited.
Free hugs from Ross. I can advertise that.
Yeah, he'll probably kill me after he hears the show tonight.
But you'll kill him.
I'm very secure. We have a really good relationship.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we'll probably shed some tears together, and that's the week after we come back from our Caribbean cruise too. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy month, but I am so excited. And do you know what's happening this week for me, or this weekend, I should say?
Well, why don't you tell us?
Well, Ross and I are heading down to Erie, Pennsylvania, and we are going to meet our guest, Michael Brown. Remember from Shawna?
That's right, and we had him on as a guest 2 weeks ago.
That's right. Well, Ross and I are going down, and actually another guest that we bring on as a regular, Jeanette Hunter, you know, our feng shui expert, our guru, she's going to be coming down with us, and we're all meeting Michael, and we're going to have lunch with him. We're going to go to the sound check. I've been asked from We Magazine to write an article on the weekend whole adventure, and then do lots of photos. So when we get those photos done, I'll be sure and send them to you, and you can share them on the website, and we'll have it on our Facebook fan page. And then also at 5 to 6 tomorrow tomorrow night, Michael and I are going to be at the City of Erie booth at the event Celebrate Erie. And Michael's going to be doing a book signing and selling his CD. You know, the CD that we all cried on, you know, the when he came on the show and we got kind of teary-eyed?
Yeah, that last song especially.
Yeah, well, he's made a whole CD now of all the songs, and it's kind of a fundraiser for the melanoma, and we're going to be helping Michael to educate people on melanoma awareness. So going to be a great day and night, and then we're going to go to the concert. We're backstage with all the band from, like, I think, well, we're having dinner with them all, and then we're going to meet the band and have kind of a media party after. So it's going to be a long day, but an awesome day. So I'm glad I have lots of energy now.
That B12.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
You know what? It's not just the B12. It's because you have exciting things happening with Mike and everything.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm just so excited, like, anytime that, you know, we can travel and, you know, I know we're going to be helping lots of people. So it's always such a great adventure, you know, and so rewarding when we meet the fans of the show and we'll be with the band and helping people with melanoma awareness. So, you know, when you're doing that great thing, it just, you know, wires you even more. At least it does to me anyways.
That's okay, though. We like that.
Yeah, so what's happening down in Westerly today, like this weekend?
Well, besides Pat and Linda coming to town, this weekend, we actually have our local food pantry, the Johnny Cake Center of Westerly. They're having a food drive, and you bring in donations this Saturday at their thrift store, 11 to 3, but this is the best part about it. Now, you remember Mark Sullivan when you visited before.
I do.
Well, anyway, it's a 70s theme day, so that means we're going to be playing 70s music on Saturday, and, you know, like the disco era. And yes. And one thing that Liz, the executive director, told us to do is we have to dress like the 70s. So I said, so what you're telling me is I should just tell Mark not to do anything. She goes, what do you mean? I said, well, he looks like that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's so true. Yeah, well, that's great. Next weekend, if anyone lives, as maybe some of our listeners don't know, I'm up here in Canada. And my hometown is Winona, which we're in the Niagara region of Southern Ontario. And we have a massive event here next weekend. It's called the Winona Peach Festival. And they've got like 250,000 people coming out for this event. And we're like, you blink and you've drove through our little village. So it's going to be a huge event. So I'm looking so excited, but I've been canning and freezing so many peaches that I'm actually doing it in my sleep now.
That's making me hungry and thirsty at the same time.
Well, you know what? Now I'm coming down too in December. I'm going to bring you lots of healthy fruit and vegetables that we've been busy canning. So I'm excited. Oh, I'm so excited today.
That's good. That'll get rid of all of the bad food that I eat. That'll make you forget about it when you bring me that stuff.
Oh, don't start me, my friend.
Okay.
But so lots going on. And I was going to mention too that, you know, we've got a lot of local stores listening too. And if you want to book me to come in when I'm down there in December, just send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com or talk to our wonderful producer, Christopher, and we can look at doing an event in your location when we come down.
Elaine Morgan, Ashway Dry Cleaners. Hint, hint. She loves your show, Sue.
Oh, well, there you go. That sounds great. You know, it's always nice to come down and share a story because I always find so many rewarding things happen, you know, just by sharing, you know, what I've been through and just, you know, sharing hugs with people. So I'm looking forward to helping more people when I come. So we should get on with the show today. But before we do that, let's give a book away.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to give away a copy of Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Folks, this is my story, my personal journey of overcoming Crohn's disease, going on to heal it, having a near-death experience, being given 30 minutes to live, having a life and death pregnancy, being told that I couldn't have any more than one child, went on to have two, going through abuse and divorce and soaring above it all and having the life that I just love now. So, Christopher, the first caller will win the book. Do you want to give that phone number out to everybody now?
1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And you get a free copy of Soar Above It All by Sue London.
Perfect. Well, Folks, while you're calling in, I want to tell you today we got an awesome show. We have got Sherry Breskia with us, and we are talking on the topic of great taste, no pain for IBS sufferers. And we're also, at your request, going to teach you how to eat gluten-free. And I can tell y'all that you've been really excited about this, and we have been already for hours now receiving messages from people with questions on wanting to know how to eat a gluten-free diet. So we're going to cover that today for you. Now, our guest today is Sherry Breskia, and she has spent 28 years studying health and the role that diet plays in a person's overall state of wellness. 16 years of her career was in the health insurance industry, analyzing medical records of prospective policyholders and claim beneficiaries. She read thousands of case studies of people who consulted doctors for digestive problems, aches and pains, or lack of energy, but were never given any treatment besides tests, surgeries, and medication. Now, at the same time, she herself was a living case study. Despite eating in a way that most people would consider healthy, she suffered daily for years with bloating, cramps, gas, diarrhea, and constipation. After a 7-year hospital stay, suffering and pain, fed by an IV, and enduring various invasive tests, she was given the diagnosis of IBS. She was told to take medication before every meal, along with avoiding many of her favorite foods. She was just 28 years old. Now, she's gone on to having a wonderful career and taking lots of training. We're going to cover all that today, and we're going to talk about her books, Great Taste, No Pain, and we're going to talk about gluten-free. Because we're getting kind of short on time here, we kind of talked a little bit too much, or I should say I did. I want to just give you Sherry's website because, folks, there's so much great information there. I know it can help each one of you listening. So for her products, for more about Sherry, go to greattastenopain.com. So without any further delay, Sherry, welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Hello, Sue. I'm so glad to be here. How are you?
Great. Gosh, we haven't talked for such a long time. It's been like forever, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And it was so nice to hear your little introduction there and you and Christopher going back and forth. I'm going to have to talk with Christopher later on about what bad food he was talking about that he likes to get into, but that'll be after the show.
I think that would be great. But what I want to do now is, before we get started talking what you've been through and that, let's go to a quick commercial and then we come back. Let's go right into it. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay, folks, hang on to your seats. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to educate you like there's no tomorrow. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today is Sherry Breskia. And today, folks, we are talking about great taste, no pain, and we are helping you to become healthier and eat a gluten-free diet. I'm so excited about this show because it's always great to have a guest who's been there, done that, just like I have. Now, before we have Sherry tell us more about her story, Christopher, I guess, do we have a winner for the book?
Yes, we do.
Who do we have?
We have Matt Hopkins, who lives right on the Westerly-Charlestown line of Westerly, Rhode Island, for calling in. And he, another person who owns his own business, actually in Mystic, Connecticut, and he called in to win Sword Above It All. So congratulations, Matt.
Well, congratulations, Matt. I always love to find out where, you know, all our fans are and listeners are calling from. It's just great to know that, you know, we're reaching a lot of people. And especially today because, you know, folks, you may know my story. I had Crohn's disease, and I'm saying had. It is curable, and there is hope for any of you listening. Our guest today, Sherry Breskia, she had IBS. Sherry, you had, how many years did you struggle with your condition?
Well, it was formally diagnosed, as you correctly said a little while ago, when I was 28. But Sue, I suffered for years since childhood.
Yeah, I used to
get frequent stomach aches as a kid. Of course, I stopped telling my mother because that meant the enemas would come out, you know, when she learned I had a stomach ache. But yeah. I really suffered probably since childhood, but it got really bad in my late teens and early 20s.
Okay. Now, tell us, because there's people listening, they might have some symptoms but don't know. What were the exact symptoms you had?
The exact symptoms, the typical symptoms of IBS, which I had, is gas, pain, and bloating, no matter what you eat. You know, you're told to avoid trigger foods and so forth. No, when a true IBS sufferer knows that just about anything can bother you.
Yes.
And this is on a daily basis. And then, you know, it's a matter of, are you going to be constipated that day or have diarrhea? Because it's either or.
Wow. Now,
so those are your typical symptoms.
That's what you went through. Okay, now, see, with me, with Crohn's disease, I didn't ever have constipation, and I didn't really start having, like, the diarrhea till I was flared up with it. But I was having the bloating, I was having the gas, headaches, and very tiredness, fatigue, and I was very, very anemic all the time.
Because it affects your nutrient absorption.
Exactly. So I wanted us to share that because, you know, we've got people listening and they don't know what's happening with them. Now, that's our symptoms, but there's other symptoms that people can have. So
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I call it trouble up north and trouble down south. Trouble can go up north, meaning your acid reflux and so forth, heartburn, things like that. And then, you know, further troubles down south could be severe constipation where some people don't go for a week or more.
Yeah.
You could have some bleeding, rectal bleeding in the stools, depending on how inflamed the intestines are. So there are, yes, definitely a wide variety of things that could go on.
Yeah. So, but the good news, and this is what I love so much about sharing you with others, is that both you and I are living proof that you can change your health by what you eat.
Absolutely, 100% true.
Yeah, so anyone who's listening who's got any kind of bowel issues, we are your proof that miracles can happen and that there are answers and solutions out there for you. Now, tell everybody, what's your typical diet? How do you eat?
Okay, well, the basis behind the Great Taste, No Pain system, the way I have lived my life since age 28, or actually more like right around 30, is just paying attention to how my body digests foods and making its job easier. Mm-hmm. And specifically what that means is this. We have different types of digestive enzymes for different types of foods that we eat.
Okay.
Your starches are broken down by an alkaline enzyme, mm-hmm. and your proteins are broken down by acid enzymes.
Okay.
So when you eat a meal that has a starch, such as a baked potato, mm-hmm. along with a protein like a steak, what you end up having in your stomach when you have both those foods in there is the presence of both an acid and an alkaline enzyme.
Okay.
Now, most of us learned in chemistry class that when you mix an acid and an alkaline together, they neutralize each other.
Okay.
So when you have the acid and alkaline enzymes together, you know, for lack of a better term, sloshing around in your stomach, mm-hmm. they can greatly weaken each other, and digestion can be greatly impaired.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is going on.
And how many people will have, like, a hamburger and french fries or a steak and a baked potato at a restaurant?
That's right. Fish
and that's the worst thing for you, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So what I tell people is this. You can have your steak. You can have your baked potato, but pair each of those, you know, separately with what I call green light foods. Your green light foods are your veggies, your tossed green salads, your green beans, broccoli, asparagus, whatever vegetable you like. Pick what you like.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so if you want that steak, fine. Pair it with like a nice tossed salad and some veggies. Mm. Or if it's a potato you're in the mood for, pair that with the veggies.
Now, let me ask you this, because mm-hmm. when you were having challenges with your health, mm-hmm. what was your first step? You're having this pain. Did you then right away just start eating like a steak with vegetables, or did you kind of go through a detox program? Like what I'm getting at is, for me, when they actually, my intestine burst, and I had 3 feet of intestine removed, and what they did, they force-fed me, yes, and I'm repeating this, folks, force-fed me broccoli soup, and I got very sick. That was the first thing that I ate after 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a good thing. But I know for me to kind of learn how eating again, I had to kind of eat like a baby mm-hmm. and have, you know, one thing at a time. Did you go through that, something similar?
No, I did not.
No? Okay, just a difference in conditions.
Exactly. Yeah. And what you've described is, yes, very typical mm-hmm. with Crohn's. But mm-hmm. I just happened to be introduced to the concept of what's called food combining. That's what I just described.
Right.
And I read a couple books on it. You know, it's been around since the early 1900s, so it's nothing mm-hmm. new. But, of mm-hmm. course, I think its popularity just got shoved aside once, you know, the, you know, pharmaceuticals came out and so forth. I think people were relying more on pills than on food, you know.
Yes.
And, but once I tried eating this way, and all of a sudden there was no more pain and no more bloating, I couldn't believe it. And I thought, no, this is a fluke, you know. But it happened with the very first meal.
Now, is there some way to know what is acidic and what's alkaline when you're eating food?
Yes. I mean, there are a lot of references. The Great Taste No Pain System happens to have a manual. It has a book of manuals. But within there is an acid alkaline guide, which lists various foods, what are acid, what are alkaline.
So, and which book is that in? Just because we want to promote your books here too, right?
Yes, it is in Great Taste No Pain in the book of manuals.
Okay,
because
folks.
Great Taste No Pain, you get a recipe book and you get the manuals. So, in the manuals.
And these books, folks, are really, really great. It really showed me, we're going to talk about it later in the show, about gluten, what has gluten and what doesn't. That was a huge eye-opener for me. But again, we're going to talk about the gluten in the last part of the show today. So then your book does talk about the acid, the alkaline, because I know for me, I didn't know that chicken is very acidic.
Yes.
I did not know this. And for a long, long time, I would eat chicken, like thinking, hey, this is healthy. I'm eating chicken stir fries, you know, chicken and mm-hmm. you know, vegetables as a stir fry. And it was kind of not a good thing for me. So
maybe a little too much acid for you. Yes, I mean, generally speaking, your meats and your dairies are going to be acid forming. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't have good, valid nutrients. You know, I tell people, don't think you have to stay away from them completely, but just balance them off enough with enough other alkaline foods like your fruits and your veggies.
Yeah, now I think kind of what happened for me, and I'm sharing this with you folks because, you know, you're hearing the two of us. We both have had issues with our bowels and our and disease and IBS. And one of the things that happened with me was when I would finally find something that I could eat, it was like, okay, I'm going to have that every breakfast, every day for a year, and then have this every day for lunch. And it messed up my metabolism because I was having the same thing. So
exactly.
That was something that I had to, you know, be more brave to try more things. And so that was an interesting thing that I went through with messing up my metabolism.
Sure. I mean, you were probably lacking so many nutrients just sticking to the same foods.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Now, what I want to do is take a quick break, and then when we come back, we've got some questions here that we want to address from some people, and then we'll get into getting you share some more information. Does that sound good?
Super. That sounds great.
So, folks, we're going to take a quick break now. I just want to remind you that Sherry's website is greattastenopain.com. Her books are phenomenal. They are full of such great information. It can really help you. That's found on her website. To learn more about me, go to asksuelondon.com. If you got a question you want to ask us, call us at 1-800-930-2819 and ask us your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And folks, today I have Sherry Breskia with us, and you are learning how to become pain-free. And we're talking about tips on how to eat a gluten-free diet. So before we go any further, Christopher, how's your eating been today, my friend?
Oh, I had a feeling we were going to get on the subject. Well, it started off good. It really did. This afternoon at 4:30, I've been busy out on the road doing sales all day, but I snuck home really quick to go see Hayden and Lena, and I got some organically grown green beans raw, and I washed them. I put it just a smidget of salt on them. I forgot to tell you that off the air, but I did just a little bit though, and I probably had like maybe 8 or 9, maybe no 10 string beans. And then I came to the radio station and we've got the, do I have to say this?
You have to say this? Yes, you do.
This is
right,
like,
Gary?
This is like confession.
Confession time.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. Mom, Dad, Lena, all those people, I want you to turn your radios off now. Just turn the volume.
Turn up the volume, my friend.
I want them to turn the volume down. Okay. So we have this little snack thing here at the station now, at the honor system, where you put money in the thing and you can take snacks. Well, I had a Snickers bar.
Oh. Gary, what do you want to say to that? Like, is that free?
Well, it may be gluten-free, but it's certainly not calorie-free. That's all.
No, dear.
And it's acidic to boot.
It's acidic, eh? Now, Chris, do you have stomach problems?
You know what? Not in a while. But I've been eating better, though.
Okay.
Overall, I've been eating better. I know that was a little slip there, but.
Yeah. Well, wow.
You know, Sue, in all seriousness, what I do tell people is great taste, no pain. Eating healthy, it should not be a deprivation diet. So if somebody wants to indulge in a piece of pie or cake or a candy bar now and then, go ahead. It just can't be a regular thing.
Well, you know what I found, and I'm glad you brought that up. And Chris, you know, thank you for being honest. We're always going to, you know, I'm always going to make you accountable for what you eat. You know that, right?
I know that.
But you know, Sherry, what I found when I was sick and I was very limited what I ate, it actually made me moody. And when you're saying eat, don't deprive yourself, I think that is really some good advice to give somebody other than to Chris. Mm-hmm. Don't give that same advice to Christopher. You know?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Number one, if you limit your foods, if you're lacking nutrients, that's going to wreak havoc with your hormones, which is, of course, going to affect your moods. And just also, yes, like you say, I mean, you'll be depressed because you are depriving yourself of something that you really like.
Yeah, and so, you know, now if I feel I crave something, I eat it. And that I always find out later, well, my body needed that, you know.
Well, that's true. A lot of people poo-poo that theory, but I firmly believe it.
Yeah. Now, you know, one thing I want us to bring up, because I know we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. I want us to bring awareness that I know here in Canada, now you're in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Canadian system for doctors, when I was going through my health challenges, I would say to a doctor, how do I eat? How do I eat? And they could never tell me. I went from dietitian, doctor, you name it, I went through. And finally I had a doctor confess to me that it was just an elective course that doctors could take on nutrition and that they don't study that as part of their degree. Same in the States, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So, folks, I don't want to get us in trouble here, but know the facts and you know, find out, look into this, ask questions. And I know for me, I was getting a drug because it was like a Band-Aid, but not the solution. You had the same thing.
Exactly right.
Happen,
oh, I sure
right?
did. I sure
yeah.
did, yes.
Now, we've got a question here on the chat line, and the question is from Joanne, I think it is. I apologize if I'm saying it wrong, from Seattle. Her question is, I have a chronic IT band pain for the last year. I have taken anti-inflammatory drugs and done physical therapy. Nothing seems to work. I would like to know if it could be a problem with my diet or something else internally. I eat a dairy-free diet and am now off gluten as well to see if that will help. I don't know what a chronic IT band is.
It is the iliotibial band. It's in the your upper leg area.
Okay.
And, yes, actually, I know somebody that has that. I mean, it's not a real common thing, but I definitely know exactly what it is.
Okay.
And, yes, it can be extremely painful.
Okay.
I'll share the first thoughts that come off the top of my head here. I don't know if Joanne is seeing any improvement by avoiding dairy and gluten. Those are two very common food allergy offenders.
Okay.
So, and certainly, pain in any area of the body, especially bones, joints, muscles, can come from food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So if she does have some sensitivities there, that may help. I don't know if she's seen any improvement. But, however, also inflammation in the area. However, she can ease inflammation, and that can come from her diet. If you eat in a way that allows for more efficient digestion, that will lessen the acid waste burden in your body, which can help relieve pain. And another thought I'll throw out there, too, is fish oil, omega-3 essential fatty acids.
Yeah.
Fantastic natural anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that, because I know for me that when I'm working out or doing some form of exercises and I forget to take them, do I ever feel it? Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, yes, you do.
And
I do, too.
Especially now I'm turning 51 this year. You know, as you get older, you feel it sooner, too, you know?
We're the same age. I didn't know that.
I'm
turning 51 at the end of the month.
Oh, well, happy early birthday. No, I'm...
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will be 51 in November. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we're the same age. There you go. See, folks, here we are 51, and or almost both of us 51, and really,
I have to say something, though. Sherry, is it true that your birthday is a national holiday like Sue London's?
I do it.
I try
just
like
say
that.
Yes. Okay, well, folks, if you've just tuned into the show, like, for the first time, yes, my birthday is a national holiday because there was a time in my life where I had been given 30 minutes to live, so every day that I wake up and have an extra year that I'm alive, I celebrate. So that's where that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But you can relate
put.
To that, right, Sherry?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Is that your way of getting back at me, Christopher? Thank you for that, my friend.
Oh, I had to get you got the Snickers on, so I had to get that in.
Yeah. So, now, Sherry, okay, so we're talking about diet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you eat, like, a vegetarian diet with this plan?
I did for a while, because just by choice.
Okay.
Actually, I was under the impression when I had my IBS that meat bothered me. But I now, do have occasional meat. I still really like my fruits and veggies and so forth more than anything. But, no, it's not necessary to eat a vegetarian diet. You can have meat as long as you pair it with the right other foods.
And, I'm finding, too, like my system has been changing. I can eat meat, but I just find that I don't want as much. Like I'm eating more fish.
I love fish.
Ton of vegetables and fruit, and we're living now in the Niagara region of Southern Ontario in Canada, and I just go out the door, and right across the road is, like, all the farms and the fruit markets and that, like the fruit stand.
Oh, wow.
So we are so blessed where we are, and I've been spending a lot of time, Christopher can tell you, every time I'm talking to him in an evening, it's like I'm canning, making beef or whatever, but I found by doing a lot of the homemade stuff, I'm not eating the crap. I can only call it that. That's in
well, and that's
all
exactly what it is.
Right? All the pre-cooked stuff. Now, you make everything from scratch, obviously. Right? And folks,
I do. I take my children out to dinner every Friday evening, but every other night I am cooking at home.
Wow. I'm finding what we do, and I was mentioning earlier in the show that we're going to be down in Erie, Pennsylvania all day tomorrow, and you know, lots going on. I have no desire to eat at a restaurant, and so what we're doing tonight is we are preparing our picnic for the breakfast, lunch, and supper.
That's a nice idea.
You know, that's what I choose. It is more work, but I know what I'm eating.
Yes.
And you know, but it doesn't have to be a lot of work saying that, does it?
No,
your
recipe really does
make it quite easy.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And you know, they're all very, very simply prepared. They all use regular ingredients. There's nothing weird where you have to ask the guy at the grocery store, "What in God's name is this?" You know, it's all regular, real food.
Yeah, and that's what I like too, because you know, sometimes you see these plans where they'll say, you know, this is a great recipe, but you need to get this, and some of this stuff I had never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That's what I love about your books as well, is that it's, you know, understandable, and I can just go to my fruit stand across the road at the fruit mart, you know, the farm, and pick it up. So it's awesome. Do you eat pasta?
I do.
What kind of rice pasta?
I do eat the brown rice pasta. Now, that is, by the way, gluten-free. I know we're going to be getting into the gluten-free thing in a little while, but I just like the way it tastes. It just has a nice, nutty flavor. And then when I go back and I eat regular pasta, it just tastes like I'm eating white flour, which basically I am, you know?
Yeah.
The brown rice pasta or even your whole grain pastas just have a much nicer, nuttier taste.
Okay.
And they're more nutritious, of course, too.
Exactly, and that's what... You know, the goal is, Christopher, are you hearing this? The goal is to eat nutrition, right?
I know, Sue. I know.
Just had to add that in. Now, Sherry, if someone is eating by the plan like your book is, right, does it affect if somebody's on medication?
It generally should not, because we're talking about real foods. And I tell people this. If your doctor has told you that XYZ food will interfere with your medication, then by all means, listen to your doctor. But besides that, no, I mean, it's just real food. If you've been given the green light to eat real food despite whatever medications you're on, then there will be no interaction.
Well, that's great to know. Now, what I want to do is take another quick break, and then when we come back, folks, we are going to talk about what has gluten in it and how to eat if you're gluten intolerant. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be back after this very quick short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And folks, today we have Sherry Abreskia with us, and we've been talking about how to eat to become pain-free if you have IBS. And we're also now going to talk about how to eat a gluten-free diet. Now, Christopher, you had a question right there, a comment. Share that with all the listeners so they can hear that, and then Sherry can answer that.
Okay, my question is if it tastes good, does that always mean it's bad for you?
Absolutely not. There are many things that are good for you that taste positively scrumptious. And if you make any of the recipes in Great Taste, No Pain, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, that's good to know.
So, Christopher, when I come down in December, I'm bringing my books, and we're going to cook in your kitchen, okay?
Oh, nice.
I can't wait. That's like hire a chef, only it's Sue, and it's even better.
Well,
you know, I'll just throw this out there, too, Sue, that I am writing Great Taste, No Pain, Volume 2 as we speak. It's going to be strictly a recipe book, but people have asked for more and more recipes, so that is in the works. I just wanted to announce that.
Oh, perfect. Well, you'll have to let us know when you've got it ready, because I found out that I am gluten intolerant, an allergy to wheat, and what I want us to do is share what symptoms people can experience with that, because I didn't know that. I thought, yeah, this is just me, and then as soon as I stopped, all these symptoms stopped.
Okay.
So can you share that with people now?
Absolutely. One thing I do want to stress is that an allergy and an intolerance are two different things. With an allergy, the cause and effect relationship is pretty darn clear, because with an allergy, when you ingest the substance, let's say it's milk, if you're allergic to milk, when you take milk in, histamine is released by your body, and all of a sudden, very quickly, you get the familiar tingling on your tongue, and your throat can swell, and the hives and so forth, your typical fast allergic reaction. And that's when the antihistamine will come and, you know, calm your symptoms down. Mm-hmm. All right. A food intolerance, on the other hand, is not quite so clear cut. First of all, no histamine is released by the body. So you don't have that tingly tongue necessarily and things like that. And your symptoms could be more delayed and very vague in nature. It could be 8 to 10 hours or more. Or you know, after you eat the food, before you start to notice anything, and the kinds of symptoms you will get are not your tingly tongue and your hives. You can get just about any kind of symptom from a food intolerance, from hives to headaches, digestive problems. Food intolerances can mimic symptoms of things like multiple sclerosis and lupus.
Yeah.
You can get joint pains and muscle pains and aches. You can get symptoms of asthma. So it really, the food intolerance, I call them the ultimate masquerader, because they can masquerade themselves.
You know what else I would also experience? I was like in a fog.
Yes, yes, mental fog, exactly.
Yeah, like it was kind of like in a fog. That's the best way to say it. I wasn't as alert. And what happens for me now, like I just don't touch the stuff. But if I'm somewhere and, you know, sometimes you get a craving for that hamburger, you know, if you're out on the road and you haven't got food with you. I don't get it as much, but sometimes, you know, it's a certain place you go. And if I have the bun, God forbid, you know, that's it for me. And I, within the hour, start swelling. My hands swell so much that my wedding ring and engagement ring, I can't move them. I can't even get them off.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, that does sound like more like an allergy then, because it's that quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And it turns to a real migraine. It used to be headaches, but now it's a real migraine. So that's why it's even more important for me now to make everything from scratch when I can and take it with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
folks, you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah, so if you're experiencing like symptoms like that, you know, stop having the gluten. So now saying that, Sherry, let's tell everybody what has gluten in it, because that was a huge learning thing for me.
Absolutely. Well, first I'll start by saying what doesn't have gluten. All meats, vegetables, and fruits are all inherently gluten-free. Thinking about gluten-free.
so Sherry, saying that, though, like, you know when you get the vegetables in a can, are they gluten-free?
Not necessarily. I'm talking fresh foods.
So it has to be fresh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Your fresh foods are all inherently gluten-free, your meats, fruits, and veggies.
Okay. So if we I did not realize this, that a soy sauce I thought was okay. And gluten in soy sauce.
Yes, there is. In most of your processed foods, I mean, everybody, I think, realizes that gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye, first of all. So anything made with those three grains is going to have gluten in it. So you're talking your breads and your buns and your, you know, anything, your cakes, pies, anything made with white flour, wheat flour, anything like that is certainly not going to be gluten-free. But yes, you're right. Because gluten is used as an emulsifier and a thickener in many processed foods, that's where it's hiding and people don't even know it. You correctly said soy sauce, but it's also in things like barbecue sauce and
salad dressing,
different,
probably too, right?
Yeah, salad dressing, exactly. Yeah. Certain spice blends, your non-dairy creamers, could have gluten. So your powdered creamers, I mean, they're bad on many levels, but gluten's just one of them. Go ahead.
I was going to say potato chips. They would, too, because they've got, like, if they're, like, sour cream and onion, like a flavored chip, they would have it. But if they're plain chips, they would not, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was an eye-opener for me, too.
Oh, yeah, your canned soups. Let's see, licorice even has gluten. How do you like that?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't eat that anyway, so.
I don't either, but, you know.
Would all candy have it then?
Not necessarily, no. I think licorice, just because gluten makes things chewy, and that's what makes bread so ooey and gooey and chewy, you know, that we love so much. So I think it adds some of the chewiness to the licorice.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So say, you know, somebody's wanting to make a cake. Or, no, let's go like a thickener, okay? Like, you know how sometimes you would add flour to, like, make a sauce. What kind of a flour would you use to thicken a sauce in say, like a shepherd's pie? I wouldn't use the potatoes on the top and maybe a vegetable. So what would you thicken your meat with? What kind of flour?
We have a lot of different choices. I mean, there are a lot of great gluten-free flour blends out there. Bob's Red Mill, I think, is a wonderful, wonderful brand. They got anything that you could possibly want. Or just you could use cornstarch, too, for that matter.
Okay.
That's a good substitute. Yep.
I think that, and I thought, am I saying it right, spelt. Spelt. Is that that's a flour, right?
Yes.
That's not gluten-free.
No, it's not.
And I thought it was.
No, it's not. You're right.
Yeah. And
I know. A lot of people did.
I know. Because, you know, you see them at the health stores, and they promote that, yeah, that's a good flour for you. And I bought this, and we had just used a teaspoon of it to thicken a meal we were making, and I swelled right up. And You know, so that's how I knew. That was my signs. We've got about 2 more minutes left. Is there anything that I'm missing about gluten that, you know, maybe you want to share?
Yes, just become a very careful label reader. Don't assume something is gluten-free just because it doesn't have wheat, barley, or rye. Gluten is an additive. And so generally speaking, too, the more you stay away from your processed foods, the better you are.
Okay.
And a hint to people, too, that if they are going to eat out in a restaurant, a lot of restaurants are being very good and having gluten-free dishes now, which is great. But if you're not sure, just tell your server you have a wheat allergy. They might not understand what gluten intolerance is, but if you say wheat allergy, you will put fear into them, and they will realize they cannot give you any
gluten. Know, I'm glad you shared that, because we started going on cruises. We go on Caribbean cruises once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the chef, if you tell them you have an allergy with food, they will plan all your meals. They'll prepare them around what you can eat.
Exactly. They're wonderful.
You know? Yeah. So definitely, folks, you know, ask, share. You know, there is help out there. These books are phenomenal. Great Taste, No Pain. If you go to Sherry's website, greattastenopain.com, lots of great stuff on there. We're out of time, Sherry. We didn't even get to talk about your supplements, but the supplements there are on the website as well.
They are on BlueRockHolistics.com. That is the supplement website.
Okay, no, perfect. Now, let me ask you quickly, what is hydroxidin? Yes.
Oh, well, you were just talking a little while ago about B12. Hydroxidin is a B12 supplement.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Yes, it's a sublingual spray that you spray under your tongue, 5 little spritzes every day. Because we came out with this because B12 is a very, very common deficiency.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's very hard for our bodies to absorb it through the GI tract, too. But when you use the spray under your tongue, it's much more easily absorbed.
Well, perfect. Well, I'm glad I mentioned that, too, because, folks, I know I have to get the shots because I am missing the 3 feet of intestine that is the area where it absorbs your B12.
Exactly, right.
You know, but check out these sites, folks. Sherry, as always, it's such a pleasure to talk with you, my friend.
Likewise,
success with your health and your business. Folks, we are out of time. Gosh, we've had such an amazing show. Again, check out Great Taste, No Pain. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show today. And I want to thank our guest, Sherry Braske, for being with us and helping us all get healthier. And folks, if there's a specific topic you want us to cover, send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. So on behalf of our guest, Sherry Breskia, and my wonderful producer, who's going to eat healthier, might I add,
yes,
for Paula and myself, Sue London, we all want to wish you much love and many blessings, and we look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.